This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
It is a sunny isle, things people do there. Bound to make you smile from Spanish Wells. Straight down.
Good yawning this morning, and a special good morning to everybody in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that spent at least one summer at Camp Simonette and spent the independent summer at Camp Simonette. You did? What?
James Siston.
Look here. I love Upper James
Siston. The sand flies.
And the mosquitoes.
I never met a sand fly until I go there.
No?
I didn't know what it was. I heard rumors about sand fly.
Yeah.
Right? I know what mosquitoes was.
Yeah.
Right? I know mosquitoes. And they were pushing mosquitoes. Right? Because these mosquitoes are like 2 inches long.
Yeah.
Right?
They
push you over.
Yes. Drunk. Yeah.
And I was swimming. Mm-hmm. And a fly pitched on me. And I said, hey, that happened. And it pitched on my head. And whatever sting that was, and I when I slapped myself, and tears started flowing down, I said, what was that?
Yeah.
It says a sand fly. Yeah, I never met a sand fly until then.
I can give you a little.
Nassau don't have sand flies, I don't think.
They do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never met a sand fly here.
You get close to the sand. You were a good young man.
Yeah.
You were home before the street lights went
down.
That's when they come out. A little bit of Obeah for you to start the show.
I like Obeah.
Mosquitoes don't like white light clothing.
What about dark people?
Sand fly don't like dark clothing. Right? So if you're going out camping, if you're going out to bonfire,
mm-hmm.
wear white light clothing to deter the sand fly.
Okay.
No, to deter the mosquito. Wear dark clothing to deter the sand fly.
It looks like I have problems no matter what I do.
Yeah.
There's
a little bit of Obeah for you. On the road to 50.
On the road to 50.
Good morning, everyone. We got a jam-packed show this morning. I have a first read for you. On Monday, July the 10th, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas will turn 50 years old. The National Independence Secretariat invited the entire Bahamas and guests from around the world to join in the celebrations. July 7th is National Pride Day and the Independence Gala. July 8th is the Golden Soiree, party like it's 1973. On July 9th, all roads lead to Clifford Park for the Golden Jubilee, an ecumenical service, military tattoo, and cultural show. Vendors open at 4 and the show begins at 5 p.m. After the fireworks at midnight, head down to Bay Street for the start of the People's Rush Junkanoo Parade beginning at 2 a.m. Then it's back to Clifford Park on July 10th for a family fun day. Vendors open at 3 and the cultural show starts at 5 p.m. For more information on these and other Golden Jubilee events, visit celebrate-bahamas.com. Celebrate-Bahamas.com or visit Celebrate Bahamas on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Another read from Central Bank of the Bahamas. This Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th of July, Central Bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at SuperValu Blue Hill Road. Show your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. And now for the on-the-clock sand dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 3 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners can receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Question for the day. What is the date for World CARICOM Day? What is the date of World CARICOM Day? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. The text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. I've got some guests joining me via Zoom, and they've come to talk about an exciting camping experience that's available for your students, your children, this summer. And so we're going to start the show with them. I know they are very busy this morning. I want to ask them, good morning, ladies. You're in the Zoom room?
Yes, we are. Good morning, everyone.
I'm going to ask you guys to introduce yourselves. Today we have representatives from Beta Camp. That's Bahamas Engineering and Technology Advancement Camp. Good morning. Please introduce yourselves.
All right, well, I'll kick it off. My name is Trinika Dukes. I'm currently the president and the co-founder for Beta. I am a mechanical and biomedical engineer working as a program manager, specifically in manufacturing at Medtronic, based in Boulder, Colorado. But I'm from Freeport, and we've been having this camp for the past 10 years, supporting all of the efforts with relation to STEM education in the Bahamas.
All right, and tell the people what STEM is.
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Awesome. That's awesome. Good morning, Ms. Wilson.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is DeAndre Wilson. I'm the vice president and co-founder of Beta. I'm a chemical engineer and a project manager and data analyst. And so I lead the chemical engineering stream and the data stream at the Beta Camp.
Okay, this is awesome. Let's introduce your third guest this morning.
Hi, everyone. My name is Soumya. I'm a program coordinator at Beta. So we're responsible for all summer camps and fun events throughout the year. Outside of this, I am a software engineer. I worked at some pretty cool companies. You may know a few like Nike, Cisco, et cetera. And currently, I am a product manager at MLB in New York City. So very excited to be here to talk about our passion for STEM in youth development in the Bahamas.
Listen, I'm glad that y'all are here to talk about that, but I have an even more pressing matter to put before you ladies and engineers, scientists this morning. I got two problems. Apparently, the cars, they're important to New Providence, are allergic to water. The people them driving in the rain, they have an SUV, and they tiptoeing through 1 foot, less than a foot of water. I need to know, can you engineers design me a car that is not allergic to water? The second issue is this. There's a lot of brackish standing pond water all over New Providence. I need a machine to turn that into electricity right away. Can you ladies help me at Beta Camp this year?
We can look into it. We'll ask the students to help us with that.
Absolutely. What type of engineering disciplines are offered at the Beta Camp this year?
So at Beta Camp, we have about 8 different engineering disciplines that we offer. And I guess we can say 7 because data science is a science. But we do have aerospace engineering. We have biomedical. We have mechanical, chemical, civil, electrical. And I mentioned mechanical, right? Yeah. And so those are the engineering disciplines that we have at the camp. So 7 in total. And then when you add data science, it's 8 different options that we offer.
Mr. Nuri, they have aerospace engineering.
Really?
Finally, we could build a machine to combat the mosquito.
That sounds like a plan.
Ladies, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this year's camp. But tell us a bit about Beta, and then tell us why this year's theme for Beta Camp, Ignite, Inspire, Innovate.
All right, I'm going to pass it to DeAndre. Let her talk.
Definitely. So actually, this year will be our 10th Beta Camp. So 10 years we've been hosting this camp for junior high, so grades 7 to 9 students, really trying to, exactly as the theme said, ignite and inspire them to pursue science, technology, engineering, and math, and to create a better Bahamas using those disciplines. And so it goes along really well, as you mentioned, us leading up to our Road to 50 and how we can reflect back on what we've been through as a country over the past 50 years and what we've been through as Beta over the past 10 years and how we can now continue to ignite and inspire and look forward for the next 10 to 50 years as a country.
Absolutely. If I had my way, I would have launched a design challenge for the Road to 50 celebrations, inviting students to reimagine and redesign the Bahamas by identifying key habitable areas that are likely to explode into cities, and designing new cities for the future. I see that you have a design challenge at this year's camp. Tell us about that design challenge.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what you said, Erin, is right on the money there, because that's what we're tasking the students to do this year. And so we've always hosted a design challenge every year at the camp, because what we want to do is we want students to work together in a team, and we want them to think about essentially how do they take these skills they've learned throughout the 2 weeks of camp and turn that into actual solutions. So problem solving is a huge part of what we're doing at the camp as well. And so this year's design challenge is really centered around the theme, which is that whole ignite, inspire, innovate. And it's more so geared towards how do we innovate a new Bahamas? What does the road after 50 look like? And so we're tasking the students to develop the Bahamas they wish to see that their generation and the generations beyond them are going to be habitating and seeing over the next several years. And so that's what the theme is. The design challenge this year is centered around them creating and envisioning and innovating a new Bahamas over the next 50 years.
Absolutely. So tell us, how is the camp day structured? What should a camper expect when they come to Beta Camp?
So what we do is every morning we have like a general session where we gather the students together and they'll work on different things, and we'll essentially give them some icebreakers and challenges. But the way it's structured on a day-to-day basis is that they will go into their disciplines, depending on which engineering discipline they choose for that particular week, and they will be taught by engineering instructors. So these are professional engineers who either work in the Bahamas or in the U.S. or in Canada, like DeAndre. And at that point, they will learn some practical information, some theoretical stuff, and then in the afternoons, they actually are building things. So we try to marry the theory with the practical to make sure they're learning the foundations and principles, but they're also having a chance to do the hands-on work involved in it to cement that learning.
Absolutely. So let's go into the details of the camp. Who should attend? What are the age ranges for campus this year?
I'll let Samia take that.
So we are open to basically students in high school. So we're looking at grades 7 to 12 or ages 11 to 16. We feel like that's the prime age of getting interest in these students, right? Especially when they go into high school and started choosing their electives. So that is our target age group, let's say.
Okay. And so the details of the camp. The date. Give us the date. When does the camp start and when does it end?
So camp is for 2 weeks, from July 17th to the 29th. And the cool thing about a two-week camp is that you can experience two different disciplines. So as Trinica mentioned, that there are seven and you can choose one week and another the second week. So this gives students to actually try and see different engineering disciplines to see what they like, what they don't like. And that's... yeah, that's that. It's 2 weeks.
Awesome. But the venue, where will the camp be held this year? Ladies?
DeAndre?
Oh, sorry. There we go.
So the camp this year will be held at Trinity Schools in Stapleton. Okay. And so they have generously offered to be our host partner and to provide us with that space. So we'll have the full range of their campus as well as the activity hall center that we'll use for our closing ceremony. And we're really looking forward to being able to expose the students to a number of different activities. As you mentioned, we have aeronautical engineering, and we're looking forward to using the open space for drone demonstrations, which will be, I think, really exciting for the students. Mm-hmm. But also we'll be having, as my colleagues mentioned, in-classroom activities for all of our various different streams, whether it's chemical, mechanical, electrical, software, etc.
Okay. Ladies, if you pause 1 second, I've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right up my alley this morning. I would first want to say that I like how y'all are asking what the Bahamas will look like in the future, and I want to put a challenge. I'd even put money towards the challenge. But in my eyesight, I'm a mechanical engineer. Like, I worked in Atlanta at Siemens and AT&T and all that, and one of the challenges I find in the Bahamas is, like, everything is centralized in Nassau. And even if so, if we could have, like, a proper transit, like, where we could build bridges where we can, and a proper ferrying system where I could, mm-hmm. if I live in an Andres, I could pop on a ferry 6 o'clock in the morning, come to Nassau in an hour, do my work for the day, and then go back to Andres. Or if Andres is the base, you know, and vice versa. So we're supposed to be able to jump on a ferry in Freeport or Bimini.
And get to any other island, not just Nassau.
Right. Yeah. At the end of the day, I could catch a ferry from Freeport to Abaco, Abaco to Nassau, Nassau to Lutra, Lutra to Exuma, you know, and just keep island hopping straight down and pay like $75 for each leg of the trip.
Yes, sir. Yes,
So that would be my first challenge for any engineering corporation to be able to link these islands where we can move around freely, cost effectively, and then we'll have a start of a plan.
Listen, don't hang up. Leave your number with the producer.
You already have my number, Ms. Green, and you told me last time, this is Mr. McCartney,
okay.
You told me last time. So whenever you're ready, you can call me.
Okay. Thank you very much. There you go. It turns out that we have a culture of engineering in the Bahamas.
I think so.
I think his suggestion is so valid. And actually, you know, Trini can speak more to this, but we've actually had our students look into some of these concerns and challenges across the country as well. And really, it's about trying to your exact point, develop that culture of engineering, problem solving, how we can continuously improve our country. And so that's a big part of the design challenge that we have at the camp. And so we're really hoping that we can continue to spur our new generation of engineers that will start actually solving and bringing some of these solutions into fruition in the next couple of years.
No, listen, I love it. I love it. Okay, let's go. What's the cost for the event and what time does it start? Do I need to build my child's lunch or will lunch be provided? Go on.
Sorry, I was going to say, all good questions. So the camp is from 8:30 to 5:30 daily. So we try to make sure our parents don't have to worry about picking them up in the middle of the day. After work, it's fine. And essentially, the camp is going to be $200. That covers the 2 weeks. And we do provide food on a daily basis for the students, including snacks. And we cover all of the supplies and everything that they need while at camp. So it's just a matter of dropping them off, and we got everything else.
Absolutely. Listen, I love that y'all are providing lunch. Y'all make those children get in the kitchen and tell them to build a Bahamian, engineer a Bahamian dish so they could understand the complex layers of flavor and how they have to be combined, right? Some at this time in the recipe and some at the other time in the recipe. Like, you know, almost everything has an element of engineering to it. And so, you know, I'm excited for the camp, even though I'm too old to attend, I imagine.
Yes.
I love that point. Like we try to especially incorporate some of those Bahamian elements. As I mentioned, I lead the chemical engineering stream, and we actually do talk about some of the chemistry of food and food engineering and discuss that with the youth so that they actually can see how some, you know, local plants, how they can be used for different uses, both within food as well as even within energy and within materials engineering as well. So we try to incorporate that. But yes, you know, we'll get them eating some Bahamian food as well. We're really happy and excited that we get to work with some local vendors as well. We're looking forward to having some food from like local restaurants 6 and 4. And we are really grateful to the sponsors of the camp that allow us to provide food every day for the students. So, you know, we are sponsored by the Life for Key Foundation for the camp this year, which is really great. We've been working with Cloud Carib for a number of years to help support this camp, as well as Sun Oil has been a supporter of the camp for many years. And who else am I forgetting to shout out, Trinitha?
Yeah, definitely want to shout out Alive as well, who's been a sponsor for a couple of our camps as well, including IRCA, who's been a longtime sponsor, and then New Providence Ecology Park. And then we've been having Mexicab sponsor food for some of the kids on some of the days of the camp this year as well. So a huge shout out to our sponsors. Thank you so much.
All right. And just before we go, let's repeat the dates of the camp and then give us your contact information and the registration deadline.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So once again, camp is from July 17th to 29th, and you can find more information about our organization and the camp at wearebeta.co. That is weareb
beta.co. And you can find us across all social media platforms. And yeah, we'll be absolutely lucky to have you all join our camp this year.
Absolutely. Now, as I let you go, I have one more challenge for you. I watched a video on the social medias coming out of India. So I wasn't able, or it was maybe a country on the African continent. So I wasn't able to go to their workspace and verify it for myself. But in the video, these guys said, they purported that the Moringa tree produces a current. And they connected a light bulb and a carpentry tool, like a drill or a saw, to the electrical circuit they build on the Moringa tree. I'm going to need you all to conduct an experiment, an official scientific engineering experiment, to determine whether the Moringa tree produces sufficient electricity to power household items.
We can definitely do that. We'll be doing some electrochemistry in the chemical engineering stream, so I'll let you know how that goes.
See, Mr. New, I told them they could figure out how to turn pothole water into electricity.
Sounds like a plan.
Listen, guys, I have plenty dreams with the Beta Camp this year. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing what is possible and available for young people in the Bahamas this summer.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and now that y'all are gone, I could talk about my camp, Mr. Nuri.
What kind of camp this is?
It's solving problems with money.
You have money, eh?
No, but that's going to be day two of the camp.
Okay. So day one is what exactly?
Pay to come to the camp.
And day two,
I will have money. Solving
like
problems with money.
That sounds like a plan.
Thank you guys so much from Beta Camp. Producer, take us to a break, please. With one of the songs on the list, you choose anyone. The songs today, Mr. Nuri, not so much Independence Papers, more your idea, Bahamiana. Right? I found songs from throughout the archipelago. The first song we played this morning was Elutra by Eddie Minnis. And producer, go play Come Go With Me. Like, I have a lot of struggle in my heart with playing Stevie songs.
We need to have a project where we play a song that sings about a particular island. Call it, like, this is Elutra.
This is it right here.
This the whole thing is islands?
Yeah.
Okay, so who this one is? Exuma?
This is Bimini by Stevie S.
Oh, look at you.
Like I said, I have a little...
I am your brain.
I have a little tension with Stevie S, but this song, this is Bahamas, man.
I would ask you what the tension is, if I can let it slide.
Yeah, let it slide.
Let it slide.
I knew you was the one. I knew I had to take you. Me to Elutra. Me to Inagua. Me to Long Island. I got my hammer. I walk a speed. So come go with me. To pay money. Sing it, y'all. Come on.
I've been everywhere, man.
Today's Uniform Center. We've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Janae's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales@janaes.com.
Been everywhere.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
As the Bahamas observes 50 years of independence, the Nassau Guardian is doing something special for our readers. During the week of July 3rd, as we count down to Independence Day, we will roll out a series of publications to mark this momentous occasion. We will remember the events that led us to becoming a nation state. We will trace our development over the last 5 decades, and we will consider where we want to be in the next 50. You don't want to miss our exciting lineup of independent supplements, as each is guaranteed to be a keepsake. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from the Nassau Guardian, your trusted source for news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Sabor! Arriba!
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green.
Aaron, I've never heard the song in my life.
But listen, I was doing, you notice what I wear in today, right?
No Bohemian colors.
What do you mean no Bohemian colors?
Where's the,
sir?
Where's the pink in the national flag?
Where's the pink in the flamingo?
Oh, that's what it is.
And I'm repping the Michael Flamingos today.
That's what it is. Okay.
I am all pink.
I thought you were trying to change the color of the flag.
No. I want to say good morning to all of the Hannah Hasty Times family members. And I want to say a special good morning to Mr. Carl Hasty, who joined us yesterday for a small meet and greet.
I know that name, Carl Hasty.
Yes.
That's an American.
Yes, he is. Carl Hasty. First of all, he's a Hasty. That's why you know the name.
Sir. Okay. No, but I know about Carl Hasty.
So Carl Hasty is the Speaker of the New York State Assembly.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he has Bohemian ties or he's Bohemian?
He's of Bohemian descent. So his Hasty line started here. In the Bahamas, in Acklands, not New Providence, technically, yeah.
And now he's the what?
He is the speaker of the assembly in New York State.
Nice.
Lower House.
Oh, did he come here for any kind of official business? Why was he here?
I think he came for a family vacation.
Vacation?
To meet the family and then time it with independence.
Oh, so he's here for independence?
I think so.
Okay.
We're hoping.
Okay.
We're hoping that after the meet and greet last night, we convinced him to come.
Tell me about the meet and greet.
Yeah, it was great. It was very small, but members of the family, particularly the Hasty line, were available to share some history with him, show how we're all connected, welcome them to the Bahamas.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a great time.
I would love to see his family tree to see which family member left the Bahamas to go to the United States to start his line.
Well, I'm going to share with you what I gathered last night, just not here.
Oh.
Top secret, but HHT business.
It's Hasty's business. There's a lot of Hasty's who and Hasty's descent who's listening.
You from Acklands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're close enough. I can tell you.
Yeah. I have Hasty blood too.
I know.
I don't mention it. I just mentioned the Hannah blood.
Listen,
because my Hasty comes from via Daxton.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Daxton married into the Hasty and then that family line. Yeah.
A producer, let's take this call. I had a texter that asked me to repeat the little obeah at the beginning of the show.
Ah, they're going to practice the obeah too.
Mosquitoes, you want to repel and deter mosquitoes, wear white and light-colored clothing. You want to repel sandfly, wear dark clothing. Mosquitoes like dark. They attracted to black. Because we're beautiful, but otherwise, the mosquitoes. So I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
Better, my dear.
You calling to tell me about when y'all used to train mosquitoes to fly drone operations back in the day?
No, we already had kites.
Yes, sir. I hope the people recognize that building kites is a part of, is a small community engineering program.
But they don't realize one thing. If you talk to Mr. Craig Flowers, he said the reason he became one of the most outstanding pilots in the Bahamas is as a youngster, he was always curious as to what kept kites up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So as he got older and he found out about air uplifts and all the kind of stuff, how the air moves with the clouds and all that kind of stuff, then he migrated to learning how to fly single engine. And before you know it, he was the first Bahamian to fly a Boeing 747. He was also a Bahamian that started for with the emperor name in Europe, North Africa. The guy that they assassinated.
Oh, Gaddafi.
Gaddafi. Craig Flowers was the one that started Libyan Airlines. He wrote all the books and the plans for Libyan Airlines. And he was also Gaddafi's private pilot. The story told us that when his father got sick, Joe Gaddafi needed to come home to attend his father. Gaddafi gave him some funds and told him that he's welcome to come back to run the airlines anytime he wished, to go home and take care of his father.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing we knew, Gaddafi was assassinated. But I called to say this, on, you know, if you give me a moment, because the next time I see you, you're not going to be 50 years old, but the country will be 50 years old.
Yes, sir.
So if you give me a few minutes here.
not a few minutes, Sparky. I get about 8 songs I get to play, and I got three trivia questions.
Let's get them. I hope they're Bahamian and not reggae.
No.
But anyway, you know, I wanted to say, it's difficult. I hear people say, what we going to look like 50 years from now? But I'm scared to answer that, because it appears until we change our mindset, we can't predict what we're going to look like 50 years from now, because our first father, he said he was planning, he was taking us to the first world. He said, and at that time there was some Bahamianization, and the Bahamas was Bahamians. But after he got off the scene, it seems like we are being directed by foreign entities, foreign people. We don't know who are Bahamians anymore, and we don't seem to be headed to the first world anymore. I don't know what world we're in today, but don't seem like the dream of going to the first world anymore. And more I hear people singing songs on video and everything all over the TV. But the Haitians taking over the Bahamas and this and that and that. I want to know who giving these people this power to say that live on WhatsApp and everything all over the place.
Yeah,
why aren't these people taking their citizenship away from them and get them out of this country?
Oh, no, Sparky, we don't want to talk about that in that way this morning. We want to have an inclusive conversation. And I promise you, trust me, we can have an inclusive conversation that also focuses on the greatest concerns of Bahamians, right? The inclusive conversation does not, for fancy people, obfuscate. For regular people, it don't ignore. It doesn't erase those tenets and principles that concern Bahamians most. I just want you to trust me that the inclusive approach can work. Now, somebody asked me to play Daddy White's 242 that we were talking about pre and post, right? Mm-hmm. That's a Daddy White song I remember. That was a hot track when that came out. I got to look for it, though. But producer, play me another song off of this list. You choose it. Remember the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. The first trivia question for the day, what is the date for World CARICOM Day? What is the date for World CARICOM Day? I'm going to throw out the second question of the day right now. The Bahama game starts today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think.
Name two of the 10 Bahama Games teams. Name two of the 10 teams competing in the Bahama Games to win a prize.
We actually have a representative from the Bahama Games coming today, actually.
I represent Nah.
Yeah, but you, if just the Flamingos, you, the Michael.
And the Andres Chichani.
Andres Chichani.
And the Lutra Mosquitoes, Adventurers.
What event are you doing? What sport and discipline are you doing?
Ocean free floating.
Yeah, the Herald with the floaters. I've heard with a floater.
Yeah, ocean free floating.
Uh-huh.
I could float. Look here, I'm the fastest free floater from Nassau to PI.
The fastest free floater.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I ain't paying no $2.
No. But anyway, they come in on and they give them free stuff. We get free stuff to be given away. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Okay,
and we
cool.
can ask some of these questions you asked. You said, how many teams you're going to need in this?
Right. So there are 10 teams competing.
10 teams.
Name two of the teams to win a prize. I got a texter 8076. Do you have a wallet? Have you won before? I think this number is familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for playing. All right, producer, play one of them songs. These are all Bahamian songs. In fact, I tried to represent all of the island groups.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's two groups so far.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Eleuthera and now Bimini.
Long Island.
And Bimini.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need Eleuthera winning. That's
the Bimini one again.
No, right. We had that Bimini one. I didn't have that Bimini one. I had a Long Island one. I had that Bimini one. I need another island. How much islands were you? We were like 23 or 25 islands
inhabited?
Yeah.
By Bahamians or private key?
Bahamians.
Yeah, about 24. This is one of my favorite ones too.
Yeah. Which island is this thing
about? You can find out right now.
Okay, listen.
You don't know?
I know the song. I just can't sing the song.
You ain't gonna sing it, you just gotta dance to it.
Yeah, but I need to know which island.
You can find out right now.
Ah, I should know this. Knock the Barrel One Time.
Yes.
Yeah, I should know the song. I didn't know. I feel ashamed.
Even
Simba. Even Simba. Yeah,
I did. Guyana, no.
Simba been here a long time, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Long time. Deep roots.
Yeah, deep roots. They need to play this during the Bahama Games.
Yeah.
Like for each section, yeah. You know, let them chant and cheer on.
Yeah, man. Find the most popular for the island. Because people can know it and they can sing it when they hear it.
I want a Mike Hall shirt, though. Do you have any Mike Hall shirt?
I think we can find out today.
Yeah, we can find out today.
All right, producer. Let's play another one on the list. Again, the two questions are, what is the date for CARICOM Day? And name two of the 10 teams competing in the Bahama Games. All right, I got another answer here. Texter 3897, do you have a wallet? Let me know. There's another one.
Another one.
It's another one right here.
Okay, I know this song. Yes. Hot back in the day. I just like this song. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's nice.
You ever eat donkey meat? No, that's a different type of meat. That's hush hush. Simba eat donkey meat.
No.
I go. Simba looked like he eat donkey before.
I may practice over here, but I don't eat donkey meat, my friend.
Simba, okay. You eat donkey before?
Producer, no. Listen, I want you to play the song I have at the top of the list for Andres, right? I won't play Fire Burning in Andres, but hold on. I got a texter here say, if you could play Andres, She Big. I think we need to find that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's for four songs. I mean, I didn't know we have so many themed, island-themed songs, though.
And there's so much more.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I had to do a short playlist because I had a guest this morning.
Tomorrow's another day.
You absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be talking sports, but we're going to be talking cheerleading for the Bahama Games. That's what we're going to have to do. No, don't worry about the Daddy White song. Don't worry about it. See if you could find Andres She Big. The other one I have is Fire Burning in Andres by Jason Burroughs.
I never heard this one.
I know. This one I wanted to play because, like, I had never heard it, but I have a feeling people know this song.
I listen.
Right, the way I found it online.
You know, I like anthems.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's an anthem.
And this is it, right?
It's an anthem? Okay.
Well, no, I ain't sure. It may be an anthem for Andres.
Yeah.
Like, Oh My Andres.
Yeah.
On Moxie.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It's an anthem for Andres. Ah, boy, I got my producer working hard.
Yeah, see? He's concentrating. Look at him sweating. He's concentrating. Googling like crazy.
So listen, a couple of other songs I have on the list, right? So I've been trying to get these guys. Let me see if we get any answers for the second question. I definitely got two answers for the first question. Answers for the second question. Name two of the teams competing in the 6th edition of the Bahama Games. But listen, I got another housekeeping note while we're waiting for the producer to find, if you can't find Andres She Big, Fire Burning in Andres on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up Peck Slope.
Yeah,
I don't do the Peck Slope part, but I do the, post?
The post office slip. Yeah. East Hill Street.
East Hill Street, right? So I come up that way, and now I'm going down to connect to Market Street.
Okay.
Right? And Market Street is restricted to one lane because of the construction work happening
on the wall
at Government House, right?
Okay.
And so two things I noted. It appears as if no one put drainage in the sidewalk.
Of course not.
The new sidewalk that they just built. Right. Water is already accumulating. The road is, it's flat, the horizontal plane, but on the side it slopes toward the wall. Right? Producer, when you're ready, it slopes towards the wall. And I'm flabbergasted. I'm just stunned. I can tell you I'm stunned. I want to keep my expectations. I want to be reasonable with my expectations, right? But it's 2023.
And you expect the sidewalks to have drainage?
Yeah.
I don't expect that, no.
Here's another thing. Yesterday we had a caller or texter, but someone suggested that all the roads don't need sidewalk. And I want to say, I'm trying to figure out, how do you seal the road then?
Mm.
How is the road sealed on the edges if you don't have a sidewalk? I mean, you don't need a sidewalk to seal them, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But how then do you do it?
But we know what happens at the end.
Mm. Yeah.
But I want to talk about potholes, but I want to hear the song.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear the song.
Play the song. Turn it up for us, producer.
There ain't nobody sleeping. Hey, people, I'm jumping. They're shaking their booty. They're shaking it so high. They're rocking the mailboat. They're burning on fire. They're getting on so bad. The island is hopping. All the gas and lubricant.
And I've heard it, you know, it's just been so long.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Oh, really, it's a classic. Yeah. I can picture this being played at the Bahama Games, too.
Have to.
And then the chant of Andrus.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
This may be need to be their theme song.
This Bahama Games have to be a production.
Yeah.
I mean, activities and getting people, the crowd involved with music and anthems. And
yeah.
This could be an event.
Yes. Also, at the same time, BPL.
Lord.
I didn't play the song for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is.
Mm.
We expect, the nation expects BPL in the state to divert resources expeditiously, as quickly as possible, to the people of Andrus. And the same way that some of us have shown you that we are not tolerating the replacement of paving with coal patching, right? Maybe not tolerating it in the same way the Bahamian people will not tolerate this idea that you've already placed before us, that the people of Andrus could be without power for a little while. We're not tolerating it. The swiftness with which your checks cash at the end of the month, and whenever you cash in your little extra checks because you have important things to do, it's that same swiftness. We expect this problem to be resolved.
I want to give commentary on that, but before I give commentary on Andrus, there are a number of Bahamians who are so concerned about potholes. They are now planting trees.
Yes.
In the middle of the road in order to help the driving public.
Yeah.
The motorists from not falling into these craters. It's become such an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That trees are popping up all over New Providence, all over Abaco, in the middle of the road now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a testimony again for Sayers, Mr. Sayers, to be criticized. It's gone to a point where we are so overwhelmed now that we have no other choice now but to plant trees in the middle of a thoroughfare.
Yeah.
In order not to fall into a crater.
And break up your car and your body. Up.
Yes.
Right? And so
cause an accident.
And the demand, because you just offering heavy critique, the demand for the resignation is important because we have to show the government that we can no longer tolerate this dereliction.
Clearly we do tolerate it because there's no pressure. There should be pressure on the Ministry of Works to the point where Mr. Sayers should be called in and have that tough conversation with the Prime Minister saying, man, what is happening at BPL cannot be told, not BPL, I talk about BPL for the Andrus, but what is happening at Ministry of Works cannot be tolerated. But I wouldn't give commentary on BPL and Andrus, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to hear any announcement from NEMO. And the reason why I bring that up is because this is a national emergency that's happening in Andrus at this present time. I'm not sure if you know how hot it is.
You don't know,
it's so hot. In Bahamas right now, that they tell you need to be hydrated or you could collapse.
Yeah.
So imagine having no electricity, where the mosquitoes so big right? And where government agencies have no generator, where business have no generator, it's a national issue now. And and to know that there is not a 24-hour media blitz on what is happening in Andrews at this present time, with constant up-to-date information that we're doing this now, this is the report, and have it 24 hours, nonstop, until the issue is solved, is a concern. It's a national concern, and the people of Andrews, and by extension, the people of the Bahamas, need to be up in arms.
Without a doubt. Caller, you're on the clock.
My name is Green. How are y'all doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I don't want a back and forth argument. There was a lady, I called your show on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I said something. I made sure I stayed up last night to listen to the show again to make sure what I said, what I thought I said, was correct and true. And I did say it.
Yes, sir.
I said that Miss Patricia DeVoe is doing some paving in the Bamboo Town constituency.
Yeah.
I said that she's paving the East Street from Calvary Deliverance going south. And I said that this would be the first time that the roads in Kennedy Sub would be paved from his existence. I never said that the roads was
already paved. Yeah.
I said will be paved.
Yes, sir.
So the people only can work in one area at a time.
Yes, sir.
They are on East Street South. Now I have your number. I'm going to send you some pictures with them working on East Street South.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now, I just wanted to make that correction. I didn't want, unless the lady must misunderstood what I said. I didn't say that they're doing it now. It's going to be done. I'm sure of that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, ma'am?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to call to clear that up.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. I'm just impressed that the speaker is making efforts to pave her community. I have a fairly decent member of parliament, and I know we had to lobby him about that one street, but definitely parts of Fox Hill need paving. And if whatever impact that the Speaker of the House is having at Ministry of Works to get them to pave, I now need to call Fred Mitchell and say, hey, man, speak to the Speaker. We need Fox Hill paved.
Okay.
And I know you're Eastern Road. Who's the member of Parliament of Eastern Road?
Adrian White.
Mr. White need to call the Speaker of the House and find out how she's
got it done.
How she's getting
look
it done.
Look at two things. We can't pave any more roads in Fox Hill.
What do you mean you can't pave?
They paved the Burnett Road. It's beautiful, but the people them speed like they race car drivers.
Because we have good roads now.
Second thing, they need to do an environmental impact assessment. Kind of an environmental assessment.
You're asking too much.
No, just before they pave the roads, the areas where they need to lift the road, the areas where they need to deal with flooding.
That's more money, Aaron. We just need the road paved.
They go waste money. And I got another concern just as we close out the show. Producer, I don't know if we can play the Funk Connection, but get them lined up. We can play as many as we can before we leave the show. Maybe you can let me play some in your hour.
Yeah,
you
play one or two.
I think we have a bigger problem than just potholes. I am getting the impression, I'm going to ask the Ministry of Works to conduct an investigation to determine whether we are seeing a rapid road deterioration due to a low quality of product used.
Interesting.
Because we ain't just talking about potholes now. We're talking about road surface washing away. Mm-hmm. Christine and Johnny Corners, hills and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Cordo Avenue's problems. But I saw an Exuma's problems. And I think it's now time that we have an investigation as to whether the quality of the materials used it should be in question. Whether we need to pause and then divert to another supplier, right? Because I know nobody expected these torrential rains.
Mm.
Right? Like, I'm sure people didn't expect this rainy season, but we live in hurricane zone.
Yes.
The road should last for more than 2 months. The patches should last for more than 3 months. Something is afoot and barely under my foot, because even the pedestrians having a hard time. Producer, I don't know. Let's start with Funk Connection. Abaco people. Everybody got a song.
Abaco the only song.
Yes.
But we need to do something with Andrews, too. That's our thing.
No, it has to be resolved. It's not a matter of, the people are going to have to make do.
It seems that that's the solution.
No. No, it can't go like Crab Fest. It cannot go like Crab Fest.
Mm. Yeah. Well, who will pressure them, though?
I don't know. We can get the Abaco people. Abaco people know how to move.
Yeah.
I want you all to know, I have plenty pressure on my producer because I want him to play Exuma Street like this. I want him to play Welcome to Grand Bahama by Willie Love. I want him to play Funky Nassau, Eat More Cake remix. And I want him to play, producer, take us out with that track by the Gully Roosters. The Gully Roosters. Dear Bahamas, have you ever heard of the group The Gully Roosters? Is this where the term Let's Get Gully come from? Who are these roosters? Who've been raising them? What island are they on? Play that last one to take us out, Bahamas. Listen, thanks for tuning in to On the Clock today. Thank you to the representatives of Beta Camp for joining us. And you guys, you got to stay tuned because CA Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next. And we repping the Michael Flamingos, the Andrus Chikchanis, and the Elutra Mosquitoes. I mean, adventurous. This is destiny.
You touch my arm and I feel different things. You're on my mind, day and night. You're in my dreams and I sleep at night. I find satisfaction, headed in a new direction. I find satisfaction, headed in a new direction. And I can't stop till I reach my destiny. Yeah, 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 oh no, my destiny.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.